Testivity Audio Course, Property and Casualty, Module 8, Dwelling Policy Conditions and Other Coverages.
All dwelling forms, DP1, DP2, and DP3, also include another section entitled Other Coverage. This section identifies various extensions of coverage that appear in the dwelling policy. All policies are subject to a deductible. Anything added under the Other Coverage section will provide payment in addition to the other coverage limits provided by the policy. There are 8 other coverage extensions, including 1. Other Structures. As mentioned earlier, the insured may use up to 10% of the dwelling coverage amount for loss to another structure. This is available if an insured had no other or private structures when the policy was initially purchased. If a structure is later constructed and the insured did not select a coverage B amount, protection would be provided here. 2. Debris removal. The insurer will pay for the cost of removing debris when an insured property is damaged or destroyed by an insured peril. This other coverage does not increase the policy coverage limit and is included in the limit of liability applying to the damaged property. For example, if a DP1 policy provides $100,000 of coverage on the dwelling and an insured suffers a $10,000 fire loss to the dwelling while also incurring debris removal charges of $1,000, the policy will pay $11,000, less any applicable deductible. 3. Alterations and improvements. If the insured has a tenant who makes improvements to the dwelling at his or her own expense, 10% of the amount of coverage carried by the tenant on contents may be applied to cover any improvements. 4. Worldwide coverage. Up to 10% of the contents coverage amount for loss by a covered peril may be used by the insured if the property damaged or destroyed was away from the premise. Use of this coverage reduces the coverage C limit for the same loss. 5. Reasonable repairs. In the event that covered property is damaged by a covered peril, the insurer will pay the reasonable cost incurred by the insured for necessary measures taken solely to protect the property against further damage. 6. Removal. The insurer will cover property against direct loss from any cause while being removed from a premise endangered by a covered peril. The policy will provide coverage under this extension for up to 5 days. This coverage does not change the limit of liability that applies to the property being removed. 7. Vandalism and malicious mischief. A vandalism and malicious mischief, or VMM, endorsement provides coverage for the intentional damage or destruction to covered property. Vandalism and malicious mischief does not cover glass breakage or theft, but damage done to the premise by burglars is covered. Note, if a dwelling has been vacant for more than 60 consecutive days immediately before the damage occurs, there is no vandalism and malicious mischief coverage. 8. Fire Department Service Charges. The insurer will pay for the insured's assumed liability for fire department service charges. This extension does not pay if the property is located within city limits. All dwelling policies include a conditions section identifying the obligations and duties of the insured and insurer in the event of loss. These policy provisions include appraisal. Each party appoints an appraiser within 20 days of notice to either party. If appraisers cannot agree, the court appoints an umpire and requires 2 out of 3 to determine the value of the loss. Parties share in the cost of the umpire. Loss settlement condition states that covered property losses are valued at actual cash value, but not to exceed the amount necessary to repair or replace. Our option. gives the insurer the right to repair or replace damaged property with equivalent property within 30 days of receiving the insured's proof of loss. Deductible clause. The insurer will pay up to policy limits after the insured has satisfied the deductible. Pair or set condition. States that in the event of a loss to an item that is part of a pair or set, the insurance company is not obligated to pay the value of the entire set. The insurer may either repair or replace part of the set or pay the difference between the value of the property before the loss and the value of the remaining property. Liberalization clause. This is a provision present in property insurance policies which provides that if an insurer adopts new policy forms which broaden coverage during the policy term or within 60 days prior to the effective date, existing policies will have the broadened coverage without an extra premium. Suit against insurer must be brought within 2 years and only after the insured meets all conditions in the policy. Death of the insured. Policy will transfer to the legal representative. Assignment, also known as transfer of rights and duties. This provision stipulates that the policy or its interests cannot be assigned or transferred to another party without the consent of the insurer. Loss payment states payment of the loss will be made within 30 days after receiving the insured's proof of loss. Other insurance states that if a loss is covered by other insurance, the insurance company will pay only its proportionate share of the loss. Recovered property states that if the insured or insurer recovers lost property, the other party must be notified. The insured has two options when property is recovered. 1. Keep the money and return the recovered property to the insurance company. 2. Keep the recovered property and return the amount of claim to the insurance company. And volcano eruption period. One or more eruptions occurring within a 72-hour period is considered one occurrence. Dwelling policy endorsements. The following are additional endorsements that may be added to a dwelling property policy form. The language that follows has been derived from actual endorsements as they appear in real policies. Automatic increase in insurance, also known as inflation protection, provides automatic percentage increases of coverage each year. Broad form theft coverage may be added to provide a limited amount of on or off-premise theft protection. Permitted incidental occupancies provides coverage for an insured's personal property when the structure is incidentally used for business activity, such as providing piano or other music lessons, using a room as a satellite-type office, or refinishing or woodworking-related activities. This endorsement actually deletes exclusions in the policy as they pertain to a business activity conducted on the resident's premises. Building ordinance or law covers losses resulting from ordinance or laws regulating construction, repair, or demolition of property. Coverage is provided for the dwelling, other structures, and personal property. Premise alarm or fire protection systems. A premium discount is provided under this endorsement for dwellings with approved and properly maintained installations of alarms or fire protection systems. The system utilized must be identified in the endorsement. Additional insureds. Persons or organizations with insurable interest in the described location may be named as additional insureds in this endorsement. Sinkhole collapse provides coverage for losses arising from the sudden settlement or collapse of the earth resulting from, as the endorsement states, subterranean voids created by the action of water on limestone or similar rock formations.